This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
17 minutes past four.
I'm sure we all have that one song or perhaps a playlist that can't be played at a normal volume. It has to be absolutely blaring. Well, new research suggests that the volume at which young people are listening to music could have great negative effects on their hearing long term. Here to unpack this further is research fellow in audiology and speech pathology at the University of Melbourne, Robert Cohen. Bob, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Firstly, Bob, when we talk about unsafe listening practices, what do we mean?
Well, if you were in a work environment, anything above the level of 85 decibels, your company would need to either provide you with hearing protection or to limit the amount of time that you could be in that environment. That's a standard workplace workplace regulations, because that level of 85 decibels has been found to be the maximum level that you can listen to all day without potentially causing hearing damage. Above that level, you can start to damage your hearing, and there's an interaction between how loud it is and how long you can stay in it. The louder the sound is, the less time you can stay in it. Think of it like the sun and sunburn. It's exactly the same scenario. The stronger the sun, the stronger the radiation, the less time you can stay in it. You can extend the time using protection. You know, for sun, you can use sun creams. For hearing, you can use insert headphones or hearing protection. Or you can limit the amount of time that you're there in that sound.
Bob, what are some examples of like 85 decibels? Like what are we talking about when that, you know?
Oh, it's important to understand that the decibel scale isn't a linear scale. It's a logarithmic scale.
Okay.
So every increase of 6 decibels means that the intensity of the sound is twice as great. So I'm talking to you and you're talking on the radio now, at about 70 decibels. 85 decibels would be the sound of perhaps an electric lawnmower, a light motor. If we're getting beyond that, I mean, we can talk about chainsaws being up around 90 decibels, 95 decibels. We've done a lot of work over the past numbers of years in venues, in live music venues, where we've found that the sound levels can be above 105, 110 decibels.
Wow.
So they can be quite loud. Your stereos, your personal listening devices for, you know, your iPods or your Android devices, they all have inbuilt software that will limit the sound coming out of your phone to 85 decibels, or limit it out of your personal listening device to 85 decibels. And in fact, most new headphones that you will buy will also tell you if the sound is exceeding that level. You can still choose to make it louder, but it will give you a warning.
Bob, why are young people particularly at risk? When I think about, you know, we all went out to nightclubs and bars and live music events. Why in particular young people?
Well, you know, I was young once. I'd like my music loud. You know, it's the whole scenario of the physicality of live music venues in particular. It's important. This study that was done, I just need to differentiate for your readers. The study was a systematic review that was done that looked at over 19,000 individual subjects in 33 different studies done worldwide between 2000 and 2021. And what it found was that when you looked at all of those studies, the risk of unsafe listening practices, i.e. listening to sound that was too loud or for too long, for personal listening devices was about 22%. So in 22% of cases, unsafe listening occurred. When you looked at live music venues, that went up to 48%.
Wow.
And the scenario here is that, you know, we can control the loudness of our personal listening device. We can turn it down, but you can't actually control the volume at a concert or at a live music venue, can you? So I'm sure many of your listeners may have come away from a concert with your ears ringing, what we call tinnitus. Mm-hmm. And if you are experiencing tinnitus, or if you're experiencing a change in your hearing after being in a live music venue where people can stay for a couple of hours at really loud levels, that's an indication that you may have potentially done damage to your hearing. Now, a single incident may be transitory. Your hearing may recover. The tinnitus may disappear. But if you do it multiple times, then that damage becomes permanent. And what's important is there are things that you can do about this. I mean, young people are smart now, and there's a lot better technology that's available for young people to be able to measure their risks and to be able to deal with that. You can go to any audiologist who can make you a pair of custom-made earplugs that are specifically designed for music. And in fact, we've done a lot of work with the symphony orchestras and for DJs in live music venues to provide them with these kind of hearing protection, insert hearing protection, which still allows you to hear. You still get the feeling of the music, but it does protect your hearing. It allows you to stay in that venue for a longer period of time. You can also download an app to your phone. It's a really simple one called Know Your Noise. So if you put that into your web browser, knowyournoise.com.au, or sorry, .nal.gov, it will take you to a website where you can measure the noise that you're in. And it will give you a risk profile that tells you how long you can stay in that noise without having a potential risk of hearing loss. So there's technology that's available now for live music venues and for concerts that people can assess their risk and they can take appropriate action. And as far as headphones are concerned, most modern headphone, or a lot of modern headphones now, come equipped with noise cancellation. So if you're getting headphones, I would really recommend that you get noise cancellation headphones and circumoral headphones. Because what we're finding is that when people use those, they tend to listen to sound at a lower level because they're not having to overcome the background noise.
Yeah.
What are circumoral headphones?
Circumoral, you know, they go over your ears. Ears fit inside the cups.
Okay, right.
We're using them right now.
So am I. Yep.
We're chatting to research fellow in audiology and speech pathology at the University of Melbourne, Bob Cohen, about how pumping loud music is putting a huge number of young people's hearing at risk. Bob, you were talking about these inserts that you can get in and put into your ear that limit the amount, and also the app, Know Your Noise. If you don't have any of these things and you're at a venue, I know if I go to a venue, which I don't really do that often anymore, but if there's I make sure I'm nowhere near the speaker. Speakers, for example, you know, I don't have a speaker in my right ear. Is there any other things that we can do if we don't have these tools on us?
Well, look, that's a good thing, is to be aware of where the sound source is coming from. You can also take a break. So, if you've been dancing for a while, go into a quieter place. Many of the venues will actually sell hearing protection. It's not as good as a custom-made musician's earplug, but it's better than nothing. Cotton wool rolled up doesn't really work very well because air gets through it, which means noise gets through it.
Right.
But many of the venues will have these. And in fact, we've been working with venues across Australia, to work with DJs so that they vary the intensity of the music that they play over the course of the night. And that's been pretty effective in terms of reducing the risk, although it can still be there. But I guess that's the key thing. Be aware of where the sound's coming from. Try and, take breaks. If at any time during the night you feel your ears are starting to ring, that's a message that you should really take to heart and it's time to go. Just like if you were sitting out in the sun and your skin, you know, you start to feel that burning sensation, it's time to go. For your young listeners, it's really about knowing what the risks are, just being aware that there is a risk there. I mean, we all love music and we want to love it forever. But hearing loss is cumulative over your life. And unfortunately, you know, if you damage your hearing when you're young, then as you age and you get that normal progressive hearing loss that happens to all of us with age, you're coming off a much lower baseline in the first instance, and it can have more of an impact on communication, your ability to communicate and enjoy music in the future.
Absolutely. Bob, if we're listening to this chat and we think, okay, yeah, I am one of these people that goes to places with really loud music, to clubs, etc., and obviously I probably have been damaging my hearing up until this point, should we start today, even if we have been already listening at unsafe levels?
Absolutely. Hearing loss is cumulative, you know, and just because you've damaged your hearing already or might have a little damage to your hearing, that doesn't make your ears tougher, and it doesn't mean they can't be damaged in the future.
Yeah.
I'd recommend to anyone who has any concerns about hearing loss to, you know, to go either to do an online screen test or to go to see an audiologist. Certainly anyone in the music industry, DJs, people like yourselves, I would strongly recommend you see an audiologist, get your hearing checked, get good ears, ear inset protection done. And those aren't really expensive. We're not talking here hundreds of dollars. We're talking less than that for really good custom-made hearing protection that fits into your ear canal and is quite comfortable to wear for long periods of time. So, you know, there are things that you can do, but the most important thing is to be aware of the risk, be aware of what your hearing is now, and to protect what you have.
Absolutely, Bob. Super important research. So thank you so much for sharing it with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Robert Cohen, Research Fellow in Audiology and Speech Pathology at the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.